Let's begin with some beautiful vortlach on this week's parsha as we begin a new parsha and a new sefer. So it's kedai to share with you a beautiful nativ on his akdama to Sefer Shmos. And he points out that this Sefer Shmos is called the Sefer Geula according to the Ramban, but other places call it simply Chumash Sheni. Chumash Sheni, there's no special name for Sefer Shmos. As opposed to, we have that Vayikra is called Sefer Kohanim, and Bamidbar is called Chumash Pekudim, and Devarim is called Mishnah Torah, but the Sefer Shmos is called just Chumash Sheni. Why is it called Chumash Sheni? And then Tziv explains to us that this Sefer is Chumash Sheni. It's a continuation. It's part two of Sefer Bereishis. And the Bria wasn't complete until Sefer Shmos. We know the entire purpose of the creation of the world was Bishvil Yisrael. Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Bereishis. The Tachlis HaOlam was for Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, this is a part two. This is Chelek Sheni. And the Bria wasn't complete Ad sheyotzu yisrael mitzrayim uval letachlisum, until we left Mitzrayim and we got to the purpose of the world, which is ruim lios laor novim lamidam al yidias el keolam, to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to receive the Torah, all which happens in Sefer Shmos. And for that reason, says the Hamak Dover, the Tziv, that this Sefer is called Chumash Sheni, part two of the Bereishis, the continuation, the completion of the creation of the world. So now let's go to the first pasuk of the parsha of the Sefer. Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael haba Mitzrayim eis Yaakov ish uvesu bo. And Rashi already comments that so chaviv is Am Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares Am Yisrael to kochavim, to stars. And there are many interpretations in which way, how we compare it to kochavim. So I'm going to first share with you a kliyakar and then a beautiful idea from the Svas Emes. Kliyakar says, quoting from Rashi, Laudia chibasan shinim shel kochavim, to show us how special we are in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kliyakar says, two pshatim. Yesh omrim, ki ha-kochav af api she'enu nir b'yom, even though the star is not visible during the daytime, v'komakam hu benim segam b'yom, it still exists. The stars are out there, we just can't see it, but it certainly exists. Kach ha-tzadik li'olam haba shinim shel yom. So too, just like there's a tzadik, just like a star exists in the daytime, so the tzaddikim are destined for Olam Haba, which is compared to the daytime. Then he gives another pshat. Yeshlo, he says, Yesh omrim lehefech, ki ha-kochav einu nira kim belayla. The star is only visible at nighttime. Kach or tzaddik zoreach achar herv shemsho. So too, the light of the tzaddik is only visible after the sun has set, which seems to be a reference when the darkness comes into the world and we experience terrible gullus in the world. That's when the tzaddik shines, and that's when the tzaddik comes to bring us light into the world. And we're going to see a theme of some of the ideas in this week related very much to bring to bring light into the world. And that's pshat at Kliyakar, that we're compared to stars, and that when things get tough, when things are down, when things are dark, that's when the tzaddik shines. That's when each one of us have the ability to shine like a shining star. The next one's from the Sfas Emes on the Pasuk. It's brought down in the Otzer Chaim, quoting from the Sfas Emes. He says, Afa pi shemanam b'chayim v'shmosam, even though everyone was counted when they were alive, chazer manam b'misasan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to count them even after they die. Leodia, this is all Rashi, Leodia chibasan shenim shelu kochavim shemotzian b'chnisan b'mispar m'shmosam. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts every single star as being unique and special with a different tafkid. So Shul HaSfas Emes asks the Sfas Emes, Lama modia kasav chibasim, why is the Torah telling us how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us? Umeshiv livnei Yisrael atzmam. He's telling Bnei Yisrael, not letting, writing it down, he's letting us know, telling us how much he loves us, how much he cares about us, not just I'm writing it in a book, that we're reading this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he cares about us, he compares us to stars. Shekolecham hem chayv ladas, each of us have to be aware, know, and recognize, ki Hashem Yisbarach oev oso, hu bichlal krim tzvakos Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every one of us. We must know that, must realize that, and we are considered the soldiers, part of the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchshem shebaris ha-kochavim b'chadei shi'ya'iru b'cheshkas ha-layla, just like the stars were created so that there should be light in the night of the dark, in the dark of the night. Kach bara es b'nei Yisrael, amnashi yafitzu es or halokim, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each one of us uniquely with the ability, with a goal, to spread the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yachdiru l'mekomos ha-chashuchim ha-mushpalim b'yos, in order to bring light to the darkest corners of the earth. And that's the way we're compared to stars, says the Sfas Emes. Next one also has to do with light. Moshe Beinu is born, and it says in the pasuk, "Vatar ha'isha tela ben." She gave birth to a son, "Vatera also kitov hu," and she saw, Yocheved saw that he was something special. "Vatitzpenenu shlosha yirachim," and she hid him for 3 months. Says the Gemara, and this is a piece. I didn't bring this up. The Chassam Sofer. I forgot the title, but it's the Chassam Sofer. "Vatera also kitov hu." Amru Chazal, "Shenismale kol abayis kulo or." The aura, that the house was full of light, and she realized there was something special about this child, who of course would be Moshe Rabbeinu. So he gives two pshatim. First, he says that, he asks the question, why does it say the whole house was full of light? Why didn't it say there was maybe an amud ha'esh, a pillar of fire, maybe some sparks? Why did the whole house have to fill light? Must be something special was going on. So he quotes from Rav Yaakov Emden that says, hello, cheshbonir. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Shabbos, which was Zayin Adar. That's his birthday and his yahrzeit. And the Yom Milasa was the following Shabbos, which is the 14th. If you do the math, the 14th is the next Shabbos. Now the problem was, Moshe Rabbeinu was born Mahu, we're told. So he did not really need a bris milah. All he needed was Hatafas Dam, to draw a little blood. But Hatafas Dam does not take place on Shabbos, so that takes place on Sunday, the 15th. So his bris milah is supposed to be in the Hatafas Dam, is supposed to be in the 14th. It was Shabbos, was Nitcha to the 15th. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, there's a reference to the 14th and 15th of Adar, which would ultimately be the days of Purim. Talking about La'ihudim Aisa Ora V'simchan. For that reason, the house was full of light, a reference to Purim. Now, the Chassam Sofer himself doesn't like this. He says this makes sense why the 15th, because that's L'maisa, the day he received the Tafas Dam Bris, but why does it mean the 14th? There was no light that took place there. So he gives a different shot. Chassam Sofer says this is a reference to what's going to be in the future, that on Zayin Adar, the day that Moshe dies, he made a special covenant, a special bris with Am Yisrael. That initially, the Rashi tells us, the Torah was given only to Levim to learn and to teach, but wasn't given to all Am Yisrael. It wasn't for the Hamun Am. But on Zayin Adar, Rashi writes in Parshat Kisavo, that there's incredible simcha Moshe Rabbeinu had, a simcha gedola, that Klai Yisrael said, we also want the Torah. You only gave it to Levim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to the Klai Yisrael as well. And that was an incredible day of Simcha. The Ur of the Torah was lighting up. And that's why the Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. It wasn't just a streak of light, but the Ur of Torah that was accepted 120 years later by all of Am Yisrael. That's what it was a reference to. Again, the light of the stars we spoke about, that each individual, but the light of Moshe Rabbeinu and the light of Torah as well is something that's highlighted in this week's Parsha. Let's move on now to a very nice pshat brought down in the Turei Torah in the name of Rav Trunk Mikotna. It says in the pasuk by Dasan Vaviram, Vayetze Bayom Hasheni Vine Shnei Anashim Ivrim Nitzim. There are two Jews standing. Vayomer LaRasha Lama Sakirecha. Why are you hitting the other? So Rashi says, Rasha Kamoscha, someone like you. So why is Rashi saying Rasha Kamoscha? Why are you hitting someone like yourself? What's Rashi trying to teach us? Ma Mevakesh Rashi Lahadgish Bazeh. What's Rashi highlighting? What's he emphasizing? So it says Rav Trunk Mikotna, Nir Lomar. Kilefi haRambam per kachamishim hilchos chova mazik adin halacha shein iser lakos rasha. There's no iser to hit a rasha. One's allowed to hit a rasha. Im kain kiven shaya rasha kamoso lama haya aser lalhakoso. So why is Moshe saying why are you hitting each other? It's aser. It's not aser. They were rishayim. Aval ha'inim pashim lefi shim hamakahu gam kain rasha shuv aser lalhakos af himuachar rasha. In other words, it's only mutter for a tzaddik to hit a rasha. But a Russia to another Russia, that they're both the same level, there would already be an Isser. V'zesh chidish Moshe v'amar l'Russia, lama sake re'echa Russia kmoska. Why are you hitting your Russia? You can't hit another Russia. You guys are on the same level. And that's what Rashi is communicating to us in re'echa Russia kmoska. It's Isser for one Russia to another Russia. The next pshat is one of my favorite pieces, ideas, Varlach on the Torah. And it's from the Chavetz Chaim. It says in the pasuk by Yomer al tikrav halom, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu when he stumbles upon the burning bush, the sneh. He hears the sound come out, a voice, and says, don't come any closer. Shal na'alecha mi'ar raglech, remove the shoes. Ki ha'mokum asher ata omin olava admas kodeshu. Because the place upon which you're standing is kodesh. Says the Chavetz Chaim, b'chol mokum b'chol zman yachol adam eskari l'baro. Whoever person is, whenever person is, a person can come close and draw close to Kodesh Baruch Hu lo'avdo l'kai mitzvosav, to serve Hashem, to fulfill his mitzvos. Person must be very careful. There's nothing between you and him. Don't let any sin stand between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem. Shal na'alecha mi'araglecha. Remove your shoes. Kumar rezokak atal lahasiyas ha'mechitza. Remove the mechitza. Remove the divider, the separation ha'mavdelas beincha bein ha'makom that stand between you and Hashem. Asher atah omer alav that you're standing upon. Ki b'chol makom asher aski yashmi kodesh. Wherever I mention my name, you mention my name, it will be kodesh wherever you are, whenever it is. El shetzarach lahasiyas ha'mesach ha'mavdi. You must remove the divider. V'al tomer don't say shiyam ha'rishonim ha'yitovim me'ela. When will my actions reach to attain the levels of the actions of my fathers? It's only about the difference of the separations. You have separations, maybe more separations between you and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but it doesn't mean you can't do this. If you remove them, then you could expose, reveal the powerful light that exists everywhere. And it says, this place upon which you stand, B'lashon Hova, Omer, that you're currently standing on, even though it looks like it's nothing, that too is full of Kedusha. Shal na'alecha. In other words, the pasuk says, Al tikav olam, don't come closer because where you're standing, it's Kadosh here. But also where you're standing there, there's also Kedusha. You may not realize it, but take off your shoes, remove the mechitza, remove the separation, and there too you find incredible, incredible Kedusha. The next piece is from the Tver Shlomo, Rav Shlomo HaKohen Miridamsk. And he's going on the pasuk, it says, Vayesha Moshe al Hashem, Vayomer lama reis al amazeh. Moshe says to Hashem, why do you do this thing, to this terrible thing to Am Yisrael? Hinei kama farshim hikshu alam malacholatz kvaldo. The world is full of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, v'eich shayach lahashiv tshuva liyodei talimos. How could Moshe Rabbeinu have such audacity to respond to the Ribono Shel Olam? Ulama nir levar, he says, we could explain as follows. It says in the pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiach Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, I'm the God who took you out of Mitzrayim. V'chol ha'mefarshim hikshu b'zeh lama lo k'siv asher barasi shemayim v'aretz. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that I'm the one who created the world? Why does he say I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim? Ulam k'var b'arnu b'nusach ha'tfilah shanu omrim. And he goes on further to say in the tfilah, kulam poschem espiyem b'kedusha v'tara, that all the malachim open their mouths with kedusha v'tara. How could we say that the Malachim are speaking B'tahara? That implies there's a Tumah. There's no Tumah by Malachim. Ach Mavur B'Sram, the Sram explained to us. Kimach Masa Kariz Asher B'Chol Yom Machriz L'Mala. That there are announcements that took place every single day. Me'averos Shebnei Adam, that this person did this wrong, and this person did that wrong. And the Malachim hear these announcements. They also need purification from what their ears are hearing. Even though they did nothing wrong, but being exposed to that tumah, to the averas, that has some tumah even to the malachim. And that's what it means. Vayashuva ha-malachim al Yaakov, it says in the pasuk. Malachim returned to Yaakov. Leimor banu al-achich al-eisav. Lashon tshuva. The malachim also required some tshuva. They were exposed to Esav. They needed some tshuva. They went back to Yaakov. They did tshuva. They needed a tara. And that's what it means. Kaddish Baruch Hu said, "Anochi Asher Tzosicha Me'etz Mitzrayim Shizehu Chiddush Gadol Yosef Sheretz Mitzrayim Ha'isa Makom Atuma." But Yosef, this is a greater chiddush than the creation of the world. The Mitzrayim was a place of tuma of erva. It was a kemais aretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtim Ba'lo Sasu, and that's the Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ki chved peh v'chved lashon anochi." The hard time speaking. Yadua kol divrei piatadik burach svasa pol yichudim v'zivug amidas b'olamos ayonim. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, he was accomplishing incredible things. Wrote to Lomar, Ani ragia b'lashoni l'daber rak l'chvod Hashem Yisbarach. I only speak to Hashem. I can't communicate with other people. I have a kved peh. Talking to Hashem I can do. To others I can't do. Ve'chuchal l'daber im ha'rasha. How can I speak to the Rasha, to Paro, the Shorash of Tumah? Perhaps he's going to bring me down to a Madrega upon Madrega. Lachain kasher halach v'lo ha'il ra'a ba'asma ve'ezan nidin v'uch rak l'shu b'tshuvah. When he came back, Moshe Rabbeinu realized he needed to do tshuva after exposing himself to the tumah of Paro. That's what it means. Vayashem Moshe Hashem responded to Hashem that he did tshuva. Amar lama hiros halama zer lasei sotam b'yam mitzrim. Why do you do this? He wasn't making an argument. He wasn't being towing Paro to Hashem about Paro. He says, how could you put them in such a place of tumah? And if Klaisel were having a difficult time in Tumah, Kava Chomer Ma'ani Haragil B'Kedusha Kol Yom, I speak to you every single day, how could you mazik me to speak to such a Rasha, to bring me down to such a level? From here we learn Yilmad Adam Eich Sheyashiv Adam B'Tshuva Kod Matfila. That before a person does Tfila, before he davens Shemoneh Esrei, a person has to do Tshuva first. Before he davens, before he learns, before he puts Tfilin on, before he does any mitzvah, a person's supposed to first do Tshuva. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. He's not giving a taina to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you doing this? He was Yashem Moshev Hashem. He was turning back. I was just exposed to the Tumah Mitzrayim. I was exposed to the Tumah of Paro. Even though I'm so great, even the Malachim have to be matar themselves from all the announcements that they hear. And us as well. Whether we do something wrong or we're exposed to someone that did something wrong, we need to do some type of Tara process before we go ahead and daven, put tefillin on, and perform mitzvahs. And the last vart in the parsha is a beautiful piece from the Imre Pinchas or Pinchas Karetzu. It says in the pasuk, "V'yomer Hashem el Moshe ata sira she'es el faro." Hashem says to Moshe, "Now you'll see what I'll do to Paro. Ki v'yad chazaka yishalchem v'yad chazaka yigarshem me'aretz. I'm going to use a strong hand to send them out from his land." So Hiksha asks the Imre Pinchas, "Ma zet shuvah amashisha Moshe l'mareis l'mazeh?" What's the answer? So Moshe asks, "Why do you do this?" And Hashem says, "I'm going to take them out." Tir tarav ki geula ein barak b'hesachadas. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that the geula, the redemption, only comes when they give up hope. Uve mitzrayim lo hayilahem hesachadas. They actually did not have hesachadas. They expected to be redeemed. Ki simen nimsalehem she galim misham aydeh hagol she yomer pakod pakadni. That they were told there was a Masorah tradition that the Gaal who says pakod pakadni, which Moshe said, that was a sign that he's the goal. He's going to take you out. Moshe Beinu Shaya Bechvias Sfasav. Moshe Beinu had a speech impediment. He burnt his lips. He couldn't say letters like Beis and Mem and Pei. He couldn't pronounce Pakot Pekadati. He couldn't say the Pei. But when he said it, Kasher Amar, Pakot Yadu Beber Shehu Agol. He must be the goal. It was innate that he could pronounce the letter Pei. So they had complete hope and trust that this was the Geula. So now, if the Geula comes only when it's Hesachadas, they did not have Hesachadas. They were certain that this was the goal and that it was going to happen. Lechach, therefore, kishehosiv paro lahara lehem ad sheyasicho daitam ayde zeba gula. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, they were too certain, they were too confident. I had to make things much worse in order to crush their confidence, in order that they should give up hope, because that was, for whatever reason, that was a necessary component to pave the way for the Geula. Now you'll see, because that terrible stuff that they went through, that was in order to have Hesachadas, and now you'll see that the Geula is on its way. Everybody have a wonderful week and a beautiful Shabbos.